All right, everybody. Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. And today, I'm going to be covering a subject that's going to piss off a lot of people, mainly women. And I'm going to go through all the stats and studies, and basically we'll be covering the status of women in 2022. Now, I just got into, well, it was a couple days ago, I got into a big row on one of, on a page on Facebook. You know, I usually go on there and I post on Facebook to all the MGTOW pages and groups that I'm a member of my upcoming videos. Well, apparently there's one out there and it has MGTOW in the name. I'm not going to go through and tell you exactly what it is because I don't want you guys like stacking on these people because they're just stupid. But yeah, it's run by mainly male feminists and feminists. And literally, I posted a lot of the same stats. And all they could really do was use the usual arguing that feminists do when they can't argue the points, the facts, or use logic. They fell back on who hurt you. And, you know, then I had some of them go to my Facebook page and tell me I'm a poser. My career, I mean, my uniform is totally incorrect, blah, blah, blah. Total bullshit. All right, now, in regards to the military uniform, I don't care who you are, you're not going to get it 100% correct. There's so many fucking regulations in AR-670-1. And then sometimes, you know, like, especially in my case, I had so much fucking bling on my uniform, you got to leave stuff off because it just gets kind of stupid. But that's a side note. But anyway, for you men out there who watch this channel, I'm going to go through the facts and figures here, and it's not looking good.
Have you ever wondered what a world run by leftoids would look like? It would be a living nightmare.
All employees with a criminal record are now entered into the lottery. The winners are allowed the honor of sacrificing their lives to decrease CO2 emissions.
People are okay with that?
But it turns out that the best way to stave off Marxism is to mock it relentlessly and creatively with movies like Tag Conspiracy.
And now, with only a 15 to 20% discharge error rate.
Whistleblower Brett Mauser is back with his most hilarious and cinematic effort to date. And you can support free speech films like this by going to notsosane.com.
Ah, let's do this!
Rent or buy a copy today. A link is in the Meat Gazer box.
All right, this is basically from the Census Bureau, May of 2021. The U.S. marriage rates reaches an all-time low. Now, this particular graph, the left side, when they start tracking this on this particular graph, is 1960. But this stat goes all the way back to 1867. So, as it stands now, according to this stat, let's see, we've got, I believe it comes down to 6.5 out of 1,000 are getting married. All right, so, I mean, historically, before feminists, you know, were able to turn the government into their permanent baby daddy, they basically relied on the safety net of the men in their life. Okay, that's not really the case anymore, but yeah, it is absolutely insane. Okay, not to mention, divorce rates are between 50 and 60% inside 7 years. 80% of divorces are filed by women. Women get 85% of custody. When you back out the uncontested, it's really like 93% of the time they get custody of the kids. Overwhelming majority of child support, overwhelming majority of alimony, and what have you. It just goes on and on. All right. So, okay. Here we go. Here's another one that is going to bite these women in the ass down the road. 2/3 of all student debt is held by women. All right. Now, student debt is not like any like credit card debt or car or house where you can bankrupt on that shit. You cannot escape this debt. And it is going to be an anchor around their necks until the day they stop sucking air. All right. Now, I will say this. A lot of women go to college, take out debt for stuff that is not going to make enough money to pay that debt off in a reasonable amount of time. Okay, now in this particular article, it's aauw.org. They talk about the gender gap and, you know, the retirement gap. The pay, there's all of this fucking bullshit that they say is unfair for women, despite the fact that they have laws on the books. Affirmative action, which benefits women who make up more than 50% of the United States population. That's somewhere between 51 and 52% from the numbers I checked last. Could be wrong, but I know it's pretty close, and it's close enough for government work. Okay, so they're not getting married. They're getting saddled with all kinds of crazy debt because they bought into the lie that they can get a decent job with a college education, despite the fact that the Democrats have shipped or authorized the shipment of a majority of our good-paying jobs overseas to be done by China, Vietnam, Cambodia, and the likes. It is absolutely insane. Okay, now I brought this one up here, and they literally like went berserk when I brought this up. Ever since they started... Well, it's like roughly 1960, 1970. This one says 1970 to today. And the woman's happiness and satisfaction has been going down on a steady decline ever since. Okay, and the only thing I can think of that is causing this is modern feminism wants women to basically be men. They want them to, you know, dominate the workforce, lead everything, make more money, what have you. And it's just not the case, okay? Yeah, there's a lot of women in the workforce, but not as many as men. Men, I think, make up between 80 and 90% of the workforce. I'll check that stat moving down the road. Now, I'm not going to read this entire paradox of declining happiness to you. But, I mean, you can read between the lines what's going on here. Now, I've researched this for about an hour and a half today. It's the 1/27/2022. And I read three articles from three different publications and basically said, yes, women's happiness is declining, but it's because of inequality in the workforce and what have you. Okay, it is an absolute just travesty of horseshit that they continue to throw this stuff at the women, the Western women out there, and they're buying it hook, line, and sinker. And a large majority of these women will never wake up. And the ones that do will wake up way too late. And we're talking, they'll be north of 35. A lot of times it's 38 to 42, 45. And they realize, holy fuck, I'm going to have to do this for the rest of my life. There is no more easy mode. It's all on me. All right, next one. I also brought up the suicide rates. All right, now, as this is a pet peeve of mine, I am totally against any type of, well, let me correct this. I'm against making a permanent decision for a temporary problem. All right, now, if you are medically compromised and you got one hell of a shitty prognosis and you ride it out as long as you can and you just can't, you're done, you want some death with dignity, I have no problem with you, me, or anyone else leaving their keys on the checkout desk on their way out the door. But up until that point, I'm not a fan. All right, now, men have been killing themselves at breakneck speed for well over half a century. And this has only really started to become a problem for women between the ages of 45 and 64. Okay, so what happens in a woman's life between 45 and 64? Well, that is when they realize, oh, holy shit, I am going to have to do this for the rest of my life. No respite, no retirement, no 401k, none of that shit. Why is that? Well, that's open for debate, but my theory is this. There are a lot of jobs out there that will allow you a good retirement, will pay you decently, and those jobs are dirty, dangerous, and uncomfortable, and women don't like those jobs. So at the end of the day, money talks, bullshit walks, and one of the basic concepts of economics is simply this. Risk equals reward. Okay? If they don't want to take the risk, they don't get the reward. It's just that simple. Way more men are out there doing the dangerous, dirty, uncomfortable jobs than women. And you can see it in the death stats for men who die on the job. Okay, women are now a majority of the U.S. workforce, but working women still face serious challenges. Okay. What are these serious challenges? Is it death on the job? No. Is it injury on the job? No. Do women die on the job? Yes, they do. Do they get injured? Yes, they do. But men are, the stat is literally for every single woman that dies or gets injured on the job, 10 men die or get injured on the job. That is very, very damning. All right. Again, we come down to the risk equals reward. Now we fall into this employed but with low pay. All right, now, why are they getting paid less? Because we have laws on the books that keep that from happening, but yet it does. Why is that? Could it have something to do with the fact that women drop in and out of the workforce when they have kids or what have you, or they stress out? I don't know. Could it have anything to do with that? Or the fact that women, on average, don't negotiate or hold out for the higher pay or ask for raises? Jordan Peterson had a whole lecture on this. You can go over there and check his stuff out. But yeah, and it's crushing these women. Here we go with the child care conundrum. All right. Child care is expensive. How do I know? Because I was married and then I got divorced. And I had to pay for child care above and beyond my child support payment. And I had to pay for medical insurance on top of that. So, what we're falling into here is women are having these kids. They're not working the dangerous, dirty, uncomfortable jobs. Risk equals reward. And they're taking the safer jobs that pay less. Because basic economics Risk equals reward. The guy who is putting up high tension lines, who's been on the job for 10 years straight, maybe he calls in 6 to 10 times a year max, and he's getting rewarded because it's dangerous, it's high-skilled work, he's got a track record, and he put in his dues. That is not happening on the other side of the equation, despite the fact that women are graduating from college in vastly greater numbers than men. All right, so, okay, here we go. Some men are struggling too. I have to throw that at the back here. All right, but let's look at this. Male participation in the workforce has been generally declining for decades, although there was an increase in 2019. Only 89.2% of men ages 25 to 54 are in the workforce, compared to 97.1% in 1960. Now, in my personal opinion, if you're a red pill guy and you want to drop out of the workforce and do your own thing, I highly advise you to do it. You only live once that you remember, and slaving away at some shitty ass job is not my idea of spending your entire life. That's just my opinion. What the hell do I know? Next one. Ah, they love this one. I brought this up to the feminazis. Alcohol abuse. Alcohol consumption among women is on the rise. Okay, and this one is, this is 2021. This is in psychologytoday.com. So while men have had heavier drinking patterns historically, women's consumption of alcohol has increased in the past decades. Women with unhealthy alcohol use have a higher rate of psychiatric illness, notably mood and anxiety disorders. What's going on there? Could it have anything to do with, I don't know, not dealing with the stress at the workforce or at the workplace, despite the fact you're not doing the dangerous, dirty, or uncomfortable or the uncomfortable jobs, but you're still imploding. Why is that? What's going on here? Got to ask these questions, gentlemen. These are the stats. I'm just telling you. All right. In 2017, millions of adults in the U.S. were treated for mental illness, representing 20% of the adult population. Yet the percentage of women being treated for mental illness was almost 50% higher than men. The study conducted by U.S. Armed Forces Health Surveillance Branch found that women service members were diagnosed with anxiety at rates of 1.4 times that of their male counterparts, and women in a survey were 1.9 times more likely than men to be diagnosed with depression. All right, now, as you know, I had a TBI, and I've had some pretty extensive wrestling bouts with depression. My heart goes out to anyone who has this going on. But it's right there in black and white. Women are doing less dangerous jobs. All right. They're doing the cushy, safe jobs that pay them less, but are still, you know, 50% higher chance of, you know, going to the funny farm or getting treated by the nut house doctors. All right. Now we're going to talk here about women veterans and homelessness. Now, first of all, when you look at the stats between women and men in homelessness, or in homelessness, men blow women out of the goddamn water. All right. We're here in Michigan, and on 1/27/2022, the temperature outside is 21 degrees. Tonight, after the sun goes down, that temperature will drop to 11. And out there in that cold, mostly men. And the homeless shelters, if you're a woman, you can get in there no problem. Or the waiting list is very, very short. If, like, I can guarantee you, when the spring comes, there will be a percentage of men who froze to fucking death outside because they couldn't get into a shelter. Okay, so here are some of the things that came out in this particular survey and studies. Women recover more slowly and are four times more likely to develop chronic PTSD than men. Okay, women more frequently experience psychological reactivity to stimuli related to trauma than men, so they're jumpier. Women exhibit a restricted effect and have exaggerated startle responses compared to men. Women are more likely to have symptoms of numbing and avoidance rather than the typical irritability and impulsivity features in male soldiers. Okay, now, yeah, I have the irritability thing. I got that down pat. Impulse, I beat that battle. I won that war years ago because I used to have those problems as well. You know, the numbing and the avoidance, that's very common for PTSD sufferers, men or women. Okay, now, if you have PTSD, I mean, my heart goes out to you because I have it as well, and I suffer with it every single day. It was way worse a couple years back. But, you know, I think I've cut some of the sharp edges off of it, but it's never going to go away. Okay. It's going to be there forever. And, you know, this golden hope of going back to the way you were before you went to combat is not going to happen. Okay. That's never going to happen. You just have to learn coping strategies and then move forward with your life and deal with it. All right. Now we're talking about the women veterans and military sexual assault. Okay. I did 33 years in service, 21 of it active. Been all over the country and the world. And all of that time, I don't remember one beatdown rape ever happening. I recall quite a few instances where there was inappropriate touching between people within a unit. And then when it was brought out into, you know, the light, they blamed it on the dude and she was the victim. And of course, so she doesn't get hammered with UCMJ. It turns into like a power rape dynamic thing. I've seen that quite a few times. And I've seen a lot of people, you know, basically sink their battleship in the Bermuda Triangle, which is the VAG. Whole lives and careers have disappeared in there, never to be seen again. Now, this is the long-run perspective of female in the workforce. This particular graph starts here in like the late 1800s. All right. Now, if you see here, this is Germany, right? Now, what was going on between 1890 and 1945 in Germany? They're on their grind. They're either at war or they're dealing with the reparations they had to pay for World War I. Now you'll see here, 1946 is right, it's like 38% of the German women were in the workforce, while in 1939, it was 46. All right, now this number has gone up quite a bit, but still, there are various other countries above this. All right, now let's look at the United States. All right, here is the United States. You'll see here, in the 1890s, roughly 19% of the workforce was women. What are we seeing here? This is pretty much the major people in the Western world. You got Canada, United Kingdom, United States, Germany, Spain, France. And right around this point right here, which is 1965, you can just check the graph. It just goes off the hook. All right, right now, this one stops in 2016. You had 61% in Canada being women, we'll round it up to 58% in the United Kingdom, 57% United States, 56% Germany, 54% Spain, and 52% in France are women in the workforce. All right. So if you're in the workforce, you're on the grind. All right. It's very strenuous. Adulting sucks. Okay. And you can see that what I've just covered, you can see that the stress is taking its toll. And this is what they wanted. I say let them have it. All right. Now here is the poverty rates by gender. All right. Now this goes by age. So we have under 5 years old going up to 75 and older. All right. You'll see here men in poverty by gender. It's really not that high. You know, women are doing okay up until roughly 17-ish. And then it goes way up. Now look at this. This is poverty. Poverty, women in poverty, women in poverty, women in poverty. Men destroy them for everything else. And why is that? This one here is Forbes from 2018. I can't get the whole thing to come in here. Yeah, I can't get the whole thing to show up in the slide. It's basically fatal employment. Men are 10 times more likely than women to be killed in the work. All right. So what I said early on with risk equals reward, there it is right there. This graph is showing you the difference between risk and reward. If you take the risks and you put in your dues, the chances you will wind up in poverty are greatly reduced. All right, so if women want to beat this curve, they better start, you know, stepping into the meat grinder like men do. Otherwise, it's never going to work itself out unless you give women free shit, which they already have enough of. You can check out my video, System Surfers, where I basically show you the cash value of all the benefits women get for having a vag and having kids. Okay, so this particular one was looking at 139 separate occupations in various industries. Okay, the safest workplaces are indoors, and the safest occupations frequently require education beyond high school. The most deadly occupations, on the other hand, are outside, often involving operating equipment. This largely drives the huge difference in workforce fatalities between men and women. Okay, now you see here, this picture here, this article is 3 years old, but these are fishing vessels. And what is that right there? Oh, that's fucking ice. That's right. So guess what? You get a crab pot, you hit a wave, you go over the side, you're fucking dead. Oh, that's right. And because there is fiscal differences between men and women, men are more suited for this job because they're stronger. And more endurance. It is what it is. Those are facts on the ground. All right. So bottom line, what I'm doing here is all you dudes out there who are upset with the way the world is working, and trust me, I'm with you. But I've noticed this one fact while being here on this planet. Everyone here has to pay. Now it's up to you. Do you want to pay in the beginning, or do you want to pay at the end? A lot of men decide to pay in the beginning. They start careers, and they work those dirty jobs. They make decent money. And they do that from like 18 to 58. And at the tail end, they don't have to pay anymore because they paid up front. Where women, on the other hand, they want the safe, cushy stuff. They really don't want to take the risks or put in the time, which is reflected in the statistics. This is not my opinion. And at the end of the day, when they're old, broken, they're going to have to pay. And that check usually comes across in the form of fucking poverty. Too bad, so sad. Stay fucking married.